Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is Spirit. Lead me to the Father, your host here, Christ Lover. Well, let's begin our show today with a lovely song. I'm feeling that African heat today, so we're going to do African music today. Chimamanda, if you don't understand, you're not going to understand the words, but trust me, it's a song praising God. Just enjoy the song with me, you know, and praise the Lord before we begin.
What's up, yeah?
Jireh, my provider, Chimamanda. Jehovah Nisi, my healer, Chimamanda. My redeemer, Chimamanda. Ebubedike, my comforter, Chimamanda. Onye nwelu chukwu nwelu nchekwube, Chimamanda. Itu kwasiyozi na Chineke, Chimamanda. Chimamanda. Chigamanda,
oh manda,
mama mo formulate Chigamanda nata,
oh manda,
papa mo ne me Chigamanda,
oh mama,
padam baka umwadoration Chigamanda,
oh manda,
if you just want in the nagok you na manda,
oh manda,
if let you need in a lualu you na manda,
oh
manda. Make up for Chigamanda,
Omanda.
It's a lunenu ego, Chris, you ba Chigamanda,
Omanda.
Obi Jackson, hey. No kita, Chigamanda nata,
Omanda.
O mema, ine mema, Chigamanda.
O nama,
Baba Losija, ezio himo, Chigamanda.
Omanda.
Frank Umareme, oh, South Africa, Chigamanda. United on Tio, wa mama o.
Oh,
Amen. I love that song. That song is so awesome. I love it. It gets me fired up every time I listen to it. Well, welcome to the show. This is Spirit, Lead Me to the Father, your host here, Christ Lover. Christ Lover, your host. I want to thank you, all my listeners, all listeners in America and around the world. I want to thank you, my prayer family, for praying with me and enduring with me in this work of God. You know, it's an awesome work, and it's crazy. You know, every time you know I get on the show, sometimes I don't feel like doing it, you know, but God always gives me strength, because just because you don't feel like doing it doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. And every time I start, you know, when the show starts, it's like I get energized from within. So I know it's God, you know, it's God energizing my being. You know, so I thank you guys. I thank you guys for tuning in and listening to me, you know, on this awesome show today. I'm sorry for the mishap last week. We only have 15 minutes, and I was telling you guys about, you know, this year I want to take this to another level. You know, I believe that the Lord is, you know, moving in my heart to do this thing. And I told you I was moved. I was moved by seeing the homeless. And, you know, I believe that, you know, that, man, you know, I need to probably try to do something, you know, at least for the homeless. So I believe, you know, we got an idea that we're going to start, you know, make some shirts. And I thought it was going to be able to put it on the site today, but we're still waiting on some approvals and stuff. But I believe sometimes this week the shirts will be posted on the site, spiritleadradio.com. You go on spiritleadradio.com, you will see the shirts, see the prices, beautiful, lovely shirts. We're going to start. It is only the beginning, because the images, you know, the crazy thing about these shirts, these are shirts that this is an idea I had for years, but I've never, you know, materialized it. And I was so excited, you know, when I saw that. Just, it is so crazy how God works. By being moved, by helping, trying to help somebody, you know, the idea was triggered in me. That, man, I think it's the time to make these shirts. And this idea has been in me for years. And it's only the beginning, because I have more other designs, more other ideas that are already, you know, are already set and waiting to fruition. I just need you guys to help me and push this thing further and further to be a blessing. The awesome thing about the shirts is they not only look good, because we're going to have short sleeves, we're going to have long sleeves, we're going to have sweaters. And right now, we only have, you know, a few designs, but we're going to have more designs, you know, posted, and you guys can purchase it. And as I've said on a previous show, that as you purchase the shirt, you know, keep in mind, you know, we're giving $2 of every shirt that's purchased, you know, going towards helping the poor and helping the needy, whomever they are, wherever we see fit that the need is being, you know, that there is a need. We want to fulfill that need. And this year, I need you guys to help us do this, because I can't do it alone. You know, I can't do it alone. You will be blessed in this. You're not only getting a product that is going, you know, the person that you're purchasing from, you're going to whatever is going for their profit. But not many places you can go, not only you are buying a product, but you're also going to be helping someone in need. You know, and the crazy thing, where is the better place to do it but in America? You know, America has been always been helpful to many nations in and around the world because the people in America are awesome. They are loving people. They are always willing to help others in need. And this is why it's so touching to my heart that God will give me the idea to do this thing and push it forward. So I need you guys, you know, the listeners, to you know, as we post this thing, as we post these shirts on site, I need you guys, shirts, the sweaters, to help me purchase that, you know, purchase the items. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a blessing to others, because to reach our goal this year, you know, to reach our goal, we need at least 50,000 shirts sold. That's just the minimum, 50,000 shirts sold. That's not even including the sweaters. But our goal is to, by having that many shirts sold, we will reach our goal for touching lives this year. You know, and I'm hoping it's more, because we want to do more into, you know, helping the needy. And I told you my goal was to help those in America and in Africa, different around the world. I do want to partner with a friend of mine that's, you know, live in West Africa. He decided to have an organization where he tutored kids who parents could not afford for them to go to school. He and others, he was able to get some people to volunteer, and they would teach these children who parents could not afford to teach them to school. This is how I've seen in America, people are here so privileged to have even their high school education from little, most of the, or at least from first grade all the way to high school, you have free education. It's not so a lot of places in the world. They have to pay for their education. And because of that, especially in Africa, it's not uncommon for you to see a 25-year-old man in a first grade class, even hanging with kids, because he got old enough and he's probably working now that he feels he can afford to pay his tuition to go to school, you know. And in our world, especially in Africa, you know, we push, African push education. Education is the key for a lot of things. It's where you socialize and get ideas and other stuff. So, what you're going to be doing just by purchasing the shirt or giving up a donation, giving up donations for these items, just by doing so, you're going to be touching countless lives. You're going to be touching countless lives. And, you know, it's my desire, as we're reaching out to these people in need, that, you know, we're going to post the videos, we're going to post the pictures, you know, on our website, spiritleadradio.com. Even we're going to post it on our Facebook page. And we're even going to post the availability, because Kato was just telling me we had to post the availability. Even at the shirt, we're going to get, you know, on the site. We're going to post it on the website, on the Facebook page. And we need you guys. We need you guys to get in there, put in your donation, order the shirts. And I'm telling you, you're going to be a blessing unto others. I'm moved just by thinking of the impact that you're going to have, you know, just by purchasing an item. You're going to have kids going to, you know, try to make these young kids go to school. You're going to have families, even here in America. I've heard so many devastating news of people in need. And sometimes, you know, you want to do so much and you feel helpless. Folks, help me, you know, help us reach out to these people. By the grace of God, 50,000 shirts sold this year. That's, you know, that's our goal. If we can get at least 50,000 shirts sold this year, we can reach our goal to being an impactful impactful move for God, and hopefully by the grace of God create a lot of Christ lovers out there, you know. So I thank you for your support in advance. I thank you for your support in advance, and I pray that God will help you, you know, move you for us to do this work, you know, for us to do this thing here, you know. The shirt, another thing too, is that the shirts that we're going to be having, the phrases, this is a phrase that helped change my life, you know. So that's why these shirts are so meaningful, because when you see them, you're going to, I'm hoping it will click, because these phrases were revelations given to me, at least for this first one. The first one, one of the shows we're going to put out, a revelation given to me through a devastating, painful time. And the Lord let me understand how powerful peace is. How powerful peace is. In fact, by the grace of God, once we are able to post the show, I'm even going to do a show even next week. Once the show is posted, I want to do a show next week concerning that phrase, because it helped change my life. It helped change how I see things. And I'm hoping, you know, it will be a blessing to you. So even when you purchase the item, when you donate for those items, you too will be touched even by those words. So today, let's begin our show. So today, we're going to talk about understanding the love of God. Understanding the love of God. You know, the amazing thing about love, folks, I've realized we in this world, we all desire love, but we don't know what love is. You know, we desire it, but we don't know what love is. I have been one of the fortunate folks in my life when I had got in touch with the love of God. And I've fell in love before, and I've understood. The Lord gave me an understanding of love, and I've understood love, and I don't understand it fully, because love is something that you cannot understand fully. I want you to understand that. It's something that you cannot understand fully, because love is God and God is love. And you cannot understand God fully, therefore you will never understand love fully, but you will have an understanding of love. Once you've been touched, or you have experienced love. Many people in this world have experienced love for another person. Very few people have experienced love for another person and the love of God. It's a big difference. The love of for another one can be, for another person can be very, very painful and an amazing experience all at the same time. But the love of God can put you in another realm of paradise. I have to put it that way. It puts you in another realm of paradise, even all by yourself. You experience the love of God, and it's like you're in ecstasy. Literally. You know, you feel the presence of God. And there are times that even when you get into the presence of God, when God allows you to experience that love, it's almost, sometimes it's like you are high. You want to jump, you want to shout, you want to scream, you want to laugh, you want to cry, you want to do everything all at once, and you don't know what to do with yourself. This is why sometimes, you know, people laugh at church folks. Now, I know sometimes church folks, they get crazy when they get up in church. You know, when they get up in church and acting crazy. Now, I know some people be acting up. Some people do, you know, have a genuine experience, but some people just be acting up, because when you have a genuine experience, it's really not too crazy most of the time. Most of the time, especially when it comes to the Holy Ghost, most of the time when you have those experiences, it's a beautiful sight. I love to see when little children experience the presence of the Holy Ghost, because most of the time what you see is you see them speaking other tongues, or they would just sit and cry with their spirit. And that cry of the spirit, you see it on their faces. And you see the tears roll down their face, and you know it is from their heart, and you ask them, why are you crying? And sometimes they cannot even tell you. Sometimes they just say, I love God, you know. But most of the time they cannot explain it. Walk in the thought of God, and that thought puts you in peace every single day, and it puts you into another level of living. Another level of thought. You don't stress in that level. No matter what's happening or going on around you, you don't stress. And this is how it is with the love of God. This, I hope I explain a good part of what experiencing the love of God is. The love, this is why I tell folks, Jesus is a living reality. Jesus, everything Jesus is, he is, he doesn't have. I have to say that again. Whatever Jesus is, he doesn't have. So when the Bible says God is love, God doesn't have love. God is love. I want you to understand that. God doesn't have power. You know, many other people will say, oh, you know, the power of God. I want you to understand this. We talk about the power of God. Yes, God is extremely awesome and powerful, but God doesn't have power. God is power. And this is the reason why he's able to control himself with power, because he is. You don't have it. Because when you have something, you can lose it. You know what I'm saying? But when you are something, it's part of you. I want you to understand that. When you have something, you can lose it. But when you are something, you cannot lose it because it's part of you. And this is why one of the things I tell you is, this is why Jesus told his disciples, peace I give unto you, not as the world give unto you, I give you my peace. What he was saying, he's saying, I'm not giving you a peace like just the world give. When I say I give you peace, I'm giving you part of myself. I want you to understand that. Whenever Jesus says, you see in the word of God that he gives you something, he's giving you part of himself. So I want you to understand that. I want you to understand that. When God gives you something, he's giving you part of himself. This is why I say he's love. Because love is part of his giving. I say one thing, the thing I mentioned in the first show about the love of God. You know, I was listening to a show. And I forgot to tell you, you know, something. I lost my train of thought when we was breaking on the show week before last. And I was trying to let you understand that when you see a natural disaster happens in a place, in a city, you know, people always say, oh, God bringing judgment. It's partly true. But why these things are happening is because there are laws being violated. And whenever there are laws being violated, things move out of place. It's just how it is. It's just how it is, folks. So when you hear people say, oh, you know, you need to do that, you're not hurting nobody. The fact is, when there are laws being broken, things move out of place. And disaster strikes. It's just how it is. That's just how it is. You know, so when people are not living accordingly in the city and they're pursuing a whole lot of fleshly desires and pursuing after these things, you have these natural disasters happens. And they happen merely because their laws be broken. If you read in the Bible, you hear even God talked about the land is crying out because of the evil the people are doing within it. So even the earth, you know, feels the effect of laws, spiritual laws that have been violated. Do you want, that's why I lost my train of thought, because I want to give you this understanding. I want to give you this before I forget and I pass down and I talk. And this is all part of the love of God. I want you to understand this. Everything God made, he made it by love, because he is love. God doesn't have life. God is life. He doesn't have life. This is why Jesus says, I am the way. He doesn't have the way. He is the way. I am the truth. He doesn't have the truth. He is the truth. I am the life. He doesn't have life. He is life. You know, so whenever you're talking about God and what he have, I want you to understand he doesn't have it. He is it. It's part of his character. You know, this is why he cannot use it, lose it. You know, this is why he controls himself. Even when we, you know, even when we deserve judgment, he has control of himself because he is. You see? So I want you to turn with me to Psalm 82. I want you to see something very, very interesting. It's a very short portion. And in Psalm 82, I'm going to start with verse 1, and say, God stand in the congregation of the mighty. There's a lot to be said here, but it's not the topic or the place for it, so we're going to go on. And the judgment among the gods. Okay? Verse 2, how long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Now, I want you to understand this. God is talking to these people and telling them, you are not operating in love. I have to repeat that again. God is talking to the sons of God and letting them understand. And these are people. These are human beings. And letting them understand, you are not operating in love. And because you are not under-operating in love, you are affecting your environment. I have to say that again. Because you're not operating in love, God says, told the sons of God, you are affecting your environment. Because when I created the world and everything, I created it with a law of love. And this is why I told you that these two commandments, love the Lord thy God with all your heart and soul and mind, spirit, love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus said, these hang all the laws and the prophets. And not only does they hang all the laws and the prophet, as I said, these two laws controls the universe. Controls the universe, the earth, and everything that he has in it. Everything works by the law of love. Everything. When the law of love is being violated, that's when you start to see disasters, things moving out of place. You start to see that it affects, even affect the animals, how even the animals see people. If you even read the Bible, then you have to read the Bible. You can even look around in nations around the world, where areas where they have dangerous animal, wild animals, and not going according to the law of love, the animals turn on them and start to attack them. I'm telling you, folks, you know, if you think I'm lying, look it up. Look it up. When the children of Israel even start to go against the law of God, animals came, even snakes start coming and biting them. You know, why animals start to attack them? It's because of the law of love being violated. Now, I know, oh, I love this thing, so thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. This is so awesome, because I know you never heard this thing. This is why I tell you, folks, you come on this show. You know, if you want to be part of the show, call us 646-668-8087. 646-668-8087. And this is why I tell you, come on the show, you hear revelations that will change and transcend and transform your life. Now, he goes on to say in verse 4, deliver the poor and the needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, watch this, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness, and watch this, all the foundations of the earth are out of course. So what brings the disaster in the earth is when the law of love is being violated, causes the earth to go out of course, because the earth begins to moan. You know? And when the earth begins to moan and goes out of course, that's when you have these laws conflicting and causing weather patterns and different other stuff, because it's going against the mathematical alignment. I have to say that again. I hope it makes sense. When the earth starts to moan and go out of place, it starts to go against the mathematical alignment, which causes natural disasters and things. And I just give you a physical and a spiritual aspect of things, you know, so you understand about how powerful love is, how powerful love is. In fact, I love this portion so much, I just want to go ahead and continue to finish. Let me just finish it so we can break a little bit. In verse 6, and it says, I have said you are gods. But watch this. And all of you are the children of the Most High. Verse 7, but you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Now, the princes are the angels, the ranking angels. He said you will die like men, flesh and blood. Even though you really should not die like a flesh and blood. You see? And you shouldn't fall like the princes, because you are the son of the Most High. Oh, and it says, and he goes and says, oh, arise, O God, and judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit the nations. Now, let me break right here, because now we have our show. You know, we got a few more hours to go. I love doing this, you know, and when I talk to some friends of mine who listen to the show, they say, man, you know, you need to keep on going. I had a friend of mine say, hey, man, I wish you would just do the show for 2 or 3 hours. I say, man, you crazy. People, you know, let me tell you, folks, you don't understand. I come on here only for an hour, but trust me, if I don't, there are things I have to put into perspective. You know, there are sacrifices I have to make to come and speak knowledge to you. When you hear me come on here and do the show, trust me, there are sacrifices I have to make to bring you this revelation and word from God. If I don't make these sacrifices, I probably will sound be normal like every other, you know, somebody who talk. you know. But I don't want to be ordinary. I don't want this show and what we're doing to be ordinary. And therefore, you have to make the sacrifices so that people's lives will be changed, because this is bigger than me. It's bigger than anyone. It's about God. And we're going to play our next song, you know. And we're going to play our next song. And folks, I told you I got a little, you know, African going on in me today. And so I want to just listen to some African song. Here is Victory. Well, that song is taking a little bit of time to come on. But I want to listen to, we're going to listen to We Testified. And I'm hoping we get this song, you know, on down, because we're having a little bit of problem, you know, of the system downloading today. I don't know if it's because of the weather that we have going on. But, you know, I'm going to try to wait for a few more minutes and see how things go. If not, we will just continue our show. I just want to listen to a song, I told you, by listening. Yeah, so we're listening to Victory.
Days of my life I praise you. Everything that I have now you gave to me, Baba. Lord, I say for your love I'm grateful. Yes, you love me plenty, you came to die for me. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nissi, I am that I am. Ooh. Oh, yeah. I search around, there's no one else like you. Lion of Judah, you're the man, the man, the man. Double, double, heavenly blessing I may receive. Ah, yeah. God, in your grace and mercy, always follow me. Yeah, yeah.
God,
give me
the victory.
He has given me victory. I may receive. Ah, yeah. God, in your grace and mercy, is always the follow.
Yeah, yeah.
God has given me. He has given me victory. have it. Double, double, heavenly blessings that he might receive. God, your grace and mercy is always to follow me.
Amen, amen. What an awesome song. I'm having a party all by myself, folks. I'm trying to tell you, I'm having a party all by myself. I love that song. And I love, you know, these African songs, not only because I'm from Africa, but it reminds me, you know, when I been in Africa, and even here in America, if you go to an African church and they play a worship song, the place go wow, you know, and we African, those of African descent, who's from Africa and born and raised in Africa, I'm trying to tell you, when you're praising God, you praise him with all your being and your might, and you have even, you know, think about the old ladies. They would get up, and they would have their wraps. We call them lapa. They would have it wrapped around them, and they would open those wraps, you know, and they would just praise God and worship God. And sometimes they can go for an hour or two, and the whole shake up the whole building, and it's a different atmosphere when you're praising God in that fashion. It's a different atmosphere. You feel the place is energized with power, and most of the time, when those things happen, you start to see supernatural happenings. You start to see miracles. You start to see signs and wonders start taking place in and among the people. And this is why I say, when I listen to these African songs, I think about that. And I'm telling you, I'll be having a party all by myself. But let's continue, you know, finish our day, our day's topic today. You know, we continue with the topic of love. I love the show, The Princess Bride. If you see The Princess Bride, you have seen The Princess Bride, the Catholic priest who was trying to marry the king with the girl, and he couldn't speak well. He was saying, "Today we're here together for love. Love is why we're here today." You know what I'm saying? It's what brings us together. You know, when I watched that, that's a long movie, but man, I love that movie. The Princess Bride. But this is one I, you know, telling you about love. And another thing I want to touch into before we get into more, I have so much to talk about, but I want to give you a good understanding of love and how it affects, you know, you as a person. It affects people living around you, and it even affects your city and your nation. That's how powerful going against the laws are. Because every culture, every structure is structured by love. You know, and when you have a culture, the culture exists because of the laws that is followed. So when you have those laws in that culture is lived upon, eventually those that becomes a lifestyle. And this is why the kingdom of God live by love. Love is a culture in the kingdom of God. And is that same culture God desire on earth? It's the same culture that desires on earth, because it's how he made the earth and the universe. He made everything to walk and operate in the love of God. And when that is not the case, all hell break loose. Things start to happen out of his realm, because there are laws that are being violated. You know, so I want you to, you know, tap into this thing maybe a little bit more. I want you to understand this. I told you, you know, many people probably understand that discovery and found is the same thing. You know, when you hear discover, you think about something that's found. When you hear found, you think about something that is discovered. But I would give you a slight difference between the two. That I believe. Some of you disagree, but I believe this is what it is, and I believe I'm very right. Discovery is a revelation. And what do I mean by revelation? Is be that it's something that was already there, you just didn't know it was there. That's what discovery means. Something, that's what revelation means. You means you discovered something that was there, but you were blinded or you were in the dark about it, or you didn't know about it. But it's been there, and it's always been there. You just didn't know. Found, meaning, is something that you had, but you lost it. And you went out seeking for it, and you found it, and you saw it. Kind of like the parable that Jesus was giving of the lady who had 10 coins. She lost one of her coin, and she went looking for it, and she found it. Kind of like the parable of the prodigal son. He left home, and when he came back, the father says he was lost. But now he's found, you know. So found is something that you, it's like you had something and you lost it. And then you see it or you retrieve it again. Discovery is totally different. Discovery is something that you already had, but you don't know you have it. I have to say that again. Discovery is something that you have, but you don't know that you have it. It's in you, but you don't know it's there. And this is why I tell you, love is in you because you are of God and from God, and God made you with love, with a seed of love in you. So that love is already in you. But many people have not discovered it. When you discover love, it changes you. It affects your mood. It affects your speech. It affects your actions. Love, this is why I tell you, love is a culture. You cannot know God and don't have a character of love. Trying to tell you, you cannot know God and you don't exhibit love. Then you don't know him, or neither have you discovered him. This is what the mistake a lot of people in the worldly people make when they see somebody who carries the name of pastor or priest or whatever the case is, and they are not exhibiting love. They immediately say, look, this is why I don't like religion and all this stuff, because look at what these people are doing. But the truth of the matter is, if they truly had love, they won't do a lot of the things that they do. It's just that simple. This is why Jesus said you have to be mindful of the sheep in of the wolves in sheep's clothing. Why? He says, because if you look at their fruit, what they do, you discover who they are. You see that? If you look at what they do, then you know, you discover who they are. You discover means you have a deeper understanding and a knowledge of the person that is there, but you didn't see. But eventually, when you see their ways, you start to have a deeper insight of the person that you see, and you start to know them, that, man, this or this way, this person has been this way all along, and I had not known it. Discover. And this one I tell you about God. God is always there. God has always been around you. This is one of the things I was reading up before the show start that moved my soul so deeply. I want you to see this thing here. It amazes me how God loves us. Turn with me, please, to Psalm 139. Psalm 139, I'm going to start with verse 1. And this amazes me how much God loves each and every person. And not only does he love us, but he loves the world. The animals, trees, everything in it. And the reason why he loved the world and loved everything in it, because when he created the world, the universe, it was all part of his own image. I have to say that again. So when you hear me say, I have to say that again, is a revelatory knowledge I want you to get. Now, sometimes I may repeat myself twice, three times, and so you get it. Sometimes some people don't get it, but trust me, you know, the more you ponder on it, by the grace of God, you get it, because a lot of things I say, they are spirit knowledge. So if you're in touch with the Spirit of God, you get it quickly. Sometimes you might not have been to that level yet, so you don't get it, you know, but just keep moving in the Lord and you will get it, you know. So God made everything of himself. This is why he loved the world and us so much, because he made everything is a character of himself. So God created the world, the universe, and everything so that he would see himself, kind of like in a mirror. It's one of the main reasons why he created humans. He wanted to see himself. Not only, you know, himself as being God, but to see, you know, himself exhibiting, you know, outside of him per se. And the most he sees that, you know, it's kind of like a father who sees his son acting in the character that he taught him in how he is. And when he sees his son acting in that character and following through with what he's been taught of his father, he is extremely proud of his son. I'll never forget this. It was a few years ago. My daughter's about to be 14 now. This was about 8 years ago. It's my oldest. We was outside, and she was playing with some friends of hers, and I've been talking to her about, you know, being a kid. You know, her mother and I talked to her about being a kid. Stay in your age limit. Don't exceed anything out of your age limit, because you are not ready for that yet. You know, you're not ready for that. And we try to instill that in both of them. And she amazed me. I was so proud of her. And we was outside one day, and she was playing with her friends. And they're all the neighborhood friends. I mean, kids, for some reason, they will always gravitate to our home. They always come in front of the yard to play. All the kids in the neighborhood, for some reason, they just love coming to our place as a center of meeting place, and they love playing, you know, in around the house there. And so while we're sitting there and they were playing, doing their thing, and one of the boys said, one of the young kids, he was 6-7 years old, and said, let's play a game. And it's called I Hug You or I Kiss You game. And he says, this is how I'm going to go. I'm going to hug you or kiss you on the cheek, you know, and then you do the same. I'm standing right there. You know what I'm saying? But they were playing like I wasn't there, you know. So they had four boys and two girls in the mix. My daughter was one of them. And when he said that, the other boy said, yeah, let's just do that. The girl was, She was kind of willing, it seems. But my daughter stood up and said, she said, no, I'm not going to do that because I'm only 7 years old. She was seven. She had just turned seven. It was about 6-7 years ago. She said, I'm not going to play that game because that's a grown-up game. That's game for adults. I'm only a kid. I'm still a kid. So that game, I cannot play that game because it's not part of my age limit. She told her straight up. And when she said that, the little girl who was next to her said, yes, I don't want to play that game because, that, you know, we're still kids. And then all the boys agreed and said, yeah, we can't play that game. Man, when I saw that, oh, my goodness, it's like I won a gold medal. I kid you not, folks. I wanted to pick my daughter up, hug her, kiss her, and scream, but I couldn't do it. I had to let her be there. And then when the night was over, I went in the room, and I had to let her know how proud I was of her because she stuck to an advice and a rule and really a culture I was trying to instill in her. And she stuck to it, even among her friends. And that let me understand that even, and I've heard she had given examples even when I was not in her presence. So it let me understand that she's following through with advice. She's living with a culture. Remember I said in the beginning, you have laws. Laws, the reason why there are laws create cultures. You know, to instill in the person that when you live by a law, it becomes, then eventually it becomes second nature. It becomes your behavior, your character, and no longer somebody have to tell you, beat you on the head, you just live it, you know, because it's part of your character, you know. And so she did that, and I was so proud of her. I was so moved by that. You know, but let me continue this before, because we've got less than a few minutes left. And it says, Psalm 139, verse 1. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my sitting down and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Verse 3. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. I love that word, acquainted, which means he has become so familiarized with you about how. So let me tell you, God is more familiarized with you than you are of yourself. Why you say he is? I'm going to tell you that. He's familiarized with you because he's trying to see himself in you. I want you to understand that. This is why God is so obsessed with you, because he is love, because you are part of himself. You are part of him. And this is why Isaiah 43:25. I have less than 90 seconds left, but let's turn there before it's over. He's saying, in fact, let me quote that, you know, I don't have to turn that because I have less time. He said in Isaiah 43:25, I am he who forgive all your transgressions for my sake. I'm not forgiving it for you. I forgive it for my sake and will not remember your sins. God loves you because you're part of him. You know, I have less than 60 seconds left. Folks, Father, I pray and I thank you for you giving out this word. I pray, oh Lord, that the people will hear and that it energize the being, that they will learn something today about the love of God, and it will move them in fellowship, strong fellowship with you, Jesus the Christ. I'll see you next week for another powerful show. Amen and amen.